Good morning, everyone, and welcome to This Week in Wealth. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group, or as I like to say, complete retirement planning firm. If you want to get a hold of us, you can always call us at 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. My goal every week is to give you ideas, actionable items, things that are going to make a difference. We cover a lot of ground, and we're going to do that today. But let me start by just making this comment. And when we take a look at your overall planning, you know, most people don't realize it, but when you look at your plan, and I'm talking about your retirement plan, everything is really connected. And I think this is largely ignored. Most people who are planning for retirement, again, they don't maybe think one decision can have a domino effect on many other things, and it can cost you in ways you've never even seen, and then until it's too late, right? So we're going to get into a number of topics. Of course, we're limited by time. We can't get into everything. I want to talk about the market. A lot of things have been happening there, as I guess every week, but there's been some volatility this past week. I want to get into that. I also want to talk about how do we create income we can't outlive, because if we can do that, maybe we don't, you know, we don't have to worry as much about the market. And then also some of our biggest expenses, which again, maybe we're not considering in retirement. Of course, we'll talk a little bit about taxes. Boy, that day's coming, April 15th. So if you haven't done it, you want to jump on that as soon as possible. But let's talk about the market. I'm going to make some offers as I do every week. I want to get information in your hands. But what's interesting is this week there's been some volatility. The week started out where the first 3 days were down with the Dow. But I do want to talk about, you know, and how does that affect our psyche? And to that end, what's interesting is, and I don't know if you've heard of this individual, his name is Daniel Kahneman. He died last week. He was 90 years old. And this article was in the Wall Street Journal. It said, "The psychologist who turned the investing world on its head. He gave people an understanding what drives financial decisions." It's really incredible. If you can get information on this, I think the point and the takeaway from some of this is, I think it's going to make you a better investor. It's hopefully going to reduce some stress, and it's going to bring some things to light. He died at age 90, as I said. He was a Nobel Prize winning economist, and he was with another individual. His name was Amos Tversky, who died in 1996. Economists had assumed that people were rational, meaning we're self-interested. We use all the available information to make unbiased decisions. And their submitted was, that's not true. That's nonsense. He became a pioneer. And he asked the questions, why do we sell our winners too soon and hang on to our losers too long? Why don't we realize that most hot streaks are just luck? And why do we say we have a high tolerance for risk and then we struggle when the market falls? Why do we ignore odds when we know they're stacked against us? And this is just one example. I won't spend a ton of time on this. But he said, as an example, ask people if they want to take a risk with an 80% chance of success. And most say yes. Ask instead if they'd incur the same risk with a 20% chance of failure, and many say no. And so it's just interesting because we can become our own worst enemy. There's a lot more there. Again, Daniel Kahneman, he's got a great book called Thinking Fast and Slow. And as I said, we've seen study after study. I've said before, it's a blessing and a curse where we get all this information that's available to us. Hey, this is the hot stock. This is what we need to do. And you know, if we just can be objective about what's going on and we can stick to a plan, I'll give you an example. From 1980 to 2023, that's 43 years. How many years do you think the market was down over that 43-year period? Well, the answer is 7. Now, I don't know what you would have said to that, but, you know, the point is there's a probability. In other words, 87% of the time the market's up. And so just, again, knowing some of these things, can we make decisions in our portfolio? Now, I'm not suggesting you have everything in the market, especially those that are nearing or in retirement. Most people we meet for the first time have a stack of investment statements. A lot of times there's not a rhyme or reason for how these investments are supposed to work together. And they have a portfolio, but they don't have a real plan in place. And so we just need to be aware of knowing our numbers. And this is kind of our call to action today. I have a great report. I'll offer that. It's called The 5 Steps to Creating the Perfect Portfolio or in Pursuit of That. I'll get that out to you. It walks you through these things and maybe we'll put you in a better spot. You know, but we have to be aware of some of these things. And if you want that, I'll get that out to you. 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. We'll give you that investment planning report. And you can start to take a look at your investments. Maybe this is this opportunity to take a look and look under the hood at what you own. I'll give you some examples here in a second. But we have to be aware of what we own, because if we're going into retirement, you know, the sequence of return risk, there's still potential risk in our portfolio. You know, we just don't know when those years are going to be down. I gave the example of there's 7 years the market's been down since 1980. Unfortunately, or however you want to look at it, there were three successive years, 2000, 2001, and 2002. What would have happened had you retired in 1999 or 2000? 2008, the market was down over 37%. We remember that, the financial crisis. 2022, which is just recently, the market was down over 20%, depending on what index you're looking at. And so what happens if we retire in that year? So the sequence of returns risk is the risk that the market declines in the early years paired with withdrawals could reduce the longevity of your portfolio. We need to understand. I'm going to talk about a little bit more about the market and some of the ideas of what you should be looking at as far as the risks in bonds. Bonds are down year over year. The 20-year treasury is down, I think, almost 13%. The aggregate bond and the bond indexes are down 5, 6%. Do you own these in your portfolio? Is there risk we're not aware of? Let me do this. I want to just make another offer here. Then this gets to the market. When everything's going well, right? The market's up. You're happy. You're healthy. You feel like, hey, I'm on easy street. I'm sailing through life. But as soon as the market stumbles, and this is what we're talking about today, or investments crash, or you're suddenly hit with unexpected bills, or some things can happen in your overall plan, life can get complicated. So, you know, we just want to be sure when we talk about some of these things, and we're going to get into a lot today, saving and investing alone won't be enough. You need a total financial game plan. That's what I would submit. And that's why I want to make this offer. We're going to put something together special today for our listeners. We'll create what I call a customized financial plan specifically for you. And we're going to get into the portfolio analysis. You'll know what you own. We'll talk about creating a plan you can stick with to try to minimize some of this stress and emotions in your planning. We're not going to charge a dime. We call it the retirement roadmap. And I say this is an opportunity for you to see what's possible to do with your money. This plan is going to show you how much money you can save in taxes. We're going to get into that, how much money you can generate in retirement income, how we can create an investment plan. So if you've saved $500,000 or more, I think this is the best suited for those. Schedule your time. Give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. We're going to get into it. We're going to do a deep dive. You're going to walk out of here with a complete plan. You're going to walk out of here understanding what you own, where your investments are, and maybe what makes sense as far as an investment plan going forward, how to minimize taxes. It's all about having a complete plan. Again, give us a call, 630-864-6711. Schedule that right now. Coming up next, we're going to get into one of the biggest expenses that you may be unaware of in your retirement plan. We're also going to talk about some tax ideas. You still have time. You're listening to Tom Fortina here on AM 720 WGN on This Week in Wealth. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want to get a hold of us, I know I've offered some information, or you have questions, or for whatever reason, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can download some of the information we've offered. I always offer additional information on the show today. Again, my goal is to get you information that's going to be helpful in your planning. I talked about, in the first segment, we talked about the market. I want to make a couple more comments on your investment plan and where some of the hidden risks may be, and you're not aware of some of these things. But also, as I said, all of these things are connected. In other words, if you're relying on your investments to provide the income, well, we have to be careful of how we set up our investments. As I talked about this risk of sequence of returns, if the market's down the first year out of retirement, or there's a prolonged bad stretch, boy, that can have a very big impact on our retirement planning. We also have taxes. What happens when we pull money out of retirement accounts and now we have to turn around and give, 20%, 30% to the government? So I want to get into all of these today. I don't want to forget the big picture, but I did want to talk a little bit more, just make a couple quick comments about investments. And, just to understand, as I said, what you have. And the first thing I'm going to just make a comment on, I offered that report on creating an investment plan, getting to that portfolio. If you want that, we'll get it out to you. But you know, I think when we take a look at our investments, we need to understand, again, where the risk is. The first step, as I said, is get organized. I'll make one comment on that. Your IRAs, it's very, as I said, it's not uncommon. Most people we meet have a stack of investment statements when they come in. So the first comment I want to make, and this is an actionable item for you, is if you have three IRAs, if you have an old 401k, I've talked about that statistic before, where there's over, I think, 30 million old 401ks. This means you're probably not monitoring it, maybe overlap, you may have risk you're not aware of. We need to get financially organized. There is portability between these. You don't have to have three IRAs, you can have one. You don't need four Roths, you can have one. So please make an effort to get organized. That's why I offer these asset organizers as well. But beyond that, now it's time to take a look at what you own. I mentioned bonds have been down. What do you have in bonds? There's alternatives to those things that you may want to look at. Your money markets right now, roughly getting 5%. Does that make more sense? There's also some strategies which we can talk about if you want to give us a call. We'll get that out to you, where you can have upside growth with principal protection. Those can be bond alternatives. What if you could get 6-7%? I'm just saying these are potentials and with no risk. So we these are things we may want to take a look at in our investments. And this is why I offered that portfolio analysis as part of the overall retirement planning analysis. It's interesting, you know, once you take a look, I see this fairly often when we pull up and we do the analysis, sometimes people are surprised. You know, those target date funds is another example. Very high international. In fact, I saw someone on CNBC talking about these. I thought, yeah, I've been saying that for a while. You may not be aware of it, right? The 2030 funds, the 2040. Very high exposure to international. At least that's my opinion. You may not be aware of it, but that's in those things. So this is why it's so important, this risk that's lurking out there, because we certainly don't want to go through our investments. If we go through the savings and we need more money, that can be problematic. And so with that in mind, again, if you want this information, the creating the investments plans, the overall retirement planning report, give us a call. We'll get that out to you, as well as the asset organizer. So I think it's important we start to get organized. This is critical. 630-864-6711. I think this is a good time to kind of move into another aspect of your planning, which we talk about, and I mentioned the market risk. Well, how do we try to minimize some of that? And, you know, you hear me talk about this a lot. And the idea is, if we can create, imagine if you could create income separate from the investments, right? Separate from your investments, and you had income coming in, you had paychecks coming in every month. How do we create income we can't outlive? And I think if we can do that, certainly we have risk, less risk in our overall planning. In fact, there was a recent study that was done that said Americans apparently miss pensions and the guaranteed income. We're now in a position where we're more responsible, right? These defined pension plans have gone away. We've got defined contribution plans, 401k plans, 403bs, IRAs. And this was a survey done by the National Institute of Retirement. Found 75% agree with the statement that the disappearance of traditional pensions has made it harder for workers to achieve the American dream. Is there a way to create a personal pension is the question that I would ask. This is one of the things we do as a firm. You know, it's part of creating an income plan. So as I said, imagine if I could have income I can't outlive, plus I have an investment plan that I feel comfortable with and solid. We're going to talk about the taxes here as well. But this is why I've talked about the Social Security decision, trying to maximize as much the Social Security. There's no perfect decision, but again, that's something we do. We do a Social Security analysis. Keep in mind, again, the benefits grow by 8% per year. You know, the delayed retirement credits, the higher benefit stays for both spouses. There was a Forbes study that said, on average, people are leaving about $111,000 on the table of Social Security. So again, these are actionable things. We want to start to build an income plan. So that's one aspect of it. Take a look at creating income. I had someone come in here recently. They were going to take income. He's going to take his first. He's going to get $45,000. The spouse is going to take hers a year later. They're going to get $35,000. They're at $80,000 of income. That's a pretty good start. We also took a look. There's no pensions, but guess what? We took a look at using an annuity in this example. And again, keep in mind, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do portfolio management. But you can take a look at annuities, and we have a report called The Truth About Annuities. And in this example, it was going to give them another $30,000 of income. By the way, joint lifetime income. And he posed the question. He said, okay. And so I said, the $30,000 of that plus the higher Social Security is going to stay for both of your lifetimes, regardless of your investments, separate from investments. And so when we're in retirement 25, 30 years, you know, are we going to be comfortable without a paycheck? These are the ways we start to create an income plan. And so I'm just offering these ideas to you because you deserve to understand and know these ideas. And he said to me, what happens, you know, if we pass away? Well, the way these are structured now is whatever's left in those goes to your children and grandchildren. So maybe these are things we can look at. As I said, getting to income we can't outlive, having investments we're comfortable with, is that going to reduce your stress level? I think so. So if you want this information, as I said, I will get it out to you. The income planning, the truth about annuities, as well as the investment strategies and creating an investment plan. Let's not procrastinate. Let's start to put some things in place. Let's take action. These are ideas I want to get out to you. So if you want these reports, 630-864-6711. I'll include the Social Security decision, the truth about annuities, and our overall income planning report. All of this for you to start to get a plan in place. Coming up, I do want to get into some of the expenses and that we have to deal with. One that probably we've overlooked, as well as some tax ideas. You listen to Tom Fortino here on This Week in Wealth on AM 720 WGN. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. I like to say we are a complete retirement planning firm. We cover everything from, you know, retirement planning as far as it goes with investments, tax planning, income planning, asset protection, estate planning. I like to say the five pillars to your plan, that's about being complete. I've touched upon a couple already, which is the market and what's going on there. Having an investment plan you can stick with and something you're comfortable with, that's one of the worst things when you have uncertainty and you see this risk and volatility, and it's just not a fun thing to deal with. That's why I offered that investment planning report and how to create an investment plan that fits your goals and objectives. We also covered a little bit on the income planning side. All of these things connect. I made that comment before. If you want some of this information that I've offered, 630-864-6711. You can always schedule a time, too, if you want to come in and sit down. You want to give us a call and just chat. I've had a number of conversations this week, which I'm going to get into here in a minute, because we talked about required minimum distributions. I also had a conversation on estate planning and the state taxes in the state of Illinois. We're going to talk a little bit about that if we get a chance. So, again, you can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. Sign up for our newsletter. We talked about ideas on you still have some options before April 15th. You can schedule a time to meet. Again, we want to be a resource for you on any of these areas. Let me get into another topic. Again, all of these, as I said, they're connected. One decision here can impact another decision, and I hope you're kind of getting the idea as we talk about this. That's why we want to take a look at the overall plan, not just one piece and look at them on an island. But this was an interesting article. It said, when it comes to retirement expenses, there's one line item that Americans get wrong: how much they'll spend on health care and medical. They told a Fidelity survey that over a 20-year retirement, they think it'll be around $41,000. But research shows the real estimate is $315,000. We've heard these numbers before. And that doesn't even include long-term care. So when you think about it, I made the comment, when you go into retirement, how do you feel if you're going to go 25, 35 years without a paycheck? Well, expenses don't stop in retirement, right? You have food, you have clothing, you have health care, you have, which I'm just talking about, but you also have a mortgage. Potentially, if you don't, you have property taxes. So we need to figure out how do we create that income, which you talked about. I'd like to say to turn the lights on. But how do we cover some of these other things when we talk about this disparity of $315,000? So it's critical that we create an income plan. This can be one of the biggest expenses in retirement. You know, if you don't have a plan for health care, your medical bills can eat up your hard-earned savings and potentially cause you to run out of money. I had a couple meetings recently. So, again, with the health care piece, let's understand what our coverage is. Now, there's what we call your health care, which is the Medicare or whatever supplemental health care you have. This is something that if you're not quite 65 is when Medicare kicks in. Again, this is for skilled care, you know, medical treatment, hospital care, whatever that may involve. And so really you should be looking into this ahead of time. There was a recent article that said, what happens if for those that are turning 60, it's time to start looking at some of these things. And so we want to understand that piece of it, because that's the thing that, and then also one other comment I would make on that, incorporate this into your expenses, and do you have the income to cover it? look, if it's going to be $2,000 a month, and again, you're not going to get to the penny, but we need to incorporate this into our budget. This is why I offer these tools like the budget and income worksheet. I can get those out to you as well as some of the other information. I usually include that in the income planning report, so you have the worksheets. And I will include that too if you want it. But that's just one piece of it. The other piece of it is what happens if there's a long-term illness. You remember how I said these things overlap? And so if you could have a solid income plan, you can have a solid investment plan, but if you have to come out of pocket, one of my clients came in here and their mother. In fact, this past week I've dealt with a couple different clients. Their mother is going to require care. $10,000 a month, they're looking at it. And this is not even the most expensive facility for them. Now, this is not skilled care. Medicare does not cover that, right? When you're talking about custodial care and you're talking about someone that has to maybe be in the house, again, same number almost with about $10,000 at another client where it just happened these past couple weeks, both of these situations. And now the one is maybe has to go into a nursing facility because they're struggling with, you know, their mental, you know, acuity. There may be onset dementia. These are all terrible things. But, you know, what are we doing in our plan? Because what happens with the healthy spouse? And there's been studies that have been done. Healthcare Services, which is a research firm, has said that there's a 25% chance that, I'm sorry, 75% chance that one couple, if there's a couple age 65, that one of them will need long-term care. What does your plan say? Now, it's just something that you should be aware of and understand how it works. And so the other situation, again, this was a little different, but they're fine mentally, but physically they're having issues. Well, now they're saying you're going to have someone in the house. Again, it's about $10,000 a month. So there are things that we can do here. I mean, I'm insurance licensed too, as well as an investment advisor rep. You know, I always tell people when they ask me about this part of their plan, but see how all these things connect. And then you should also have a power of attorney where, again, this daughter has a power of attorney for her mother. Now she's saying, I may have to come out of pocket a few thousand a month out of myself. You know, this is just tough stuff. But this is why I mentioned having a plan to look at these things, at least be informed. You may decide to private pay, but there are options out there that may be available to you. Now, these companies have come a long way in offering some protection pieces. There's life insurance products out there now that allow for a death benefit. Of course, it's life insurance, but guess what? You can spend the death benefit during your lifetime if you can't perform 2 of 6 activities of daily living. That's usually the qualifier for long-term care. So now you have it during your lifetime. Again, these are just ideas, and I want you to maybe look into these. I'm trying to plant the seed so we don't procrastinate on some of these things. But where you can have this, and by the way, if you don't use the long-term care piece because you could spend your death benefit during your lifetime effectively, and you should look into these, get more details. But if you don't use it, guess what? The life insurance will go to either your spouse or your children income tax free. So these are ideas that you can now, it kind of in a way, provides two levels of protection. So I know there's a lot of moving parts here. We've covered a lot of ground, and I wanted to do that today to hit on some areas of your retirement planning. But let me do this because, again, I know everybody's situation is unique. I know this can be confusing. But for those of you that want help now, that really want to take a look at this, this is why I want to make a special offer. I want to offer the opportunity to come in. We'll sit down. There's no cost. It doesn't cost you a dime. But we'll do a complete retirement planning. We'll do the things I talked about. Do a portfolio analysis. You'll know what you own. You'll be in a position to make some informed decisions, I believe. We'll look at the income analysis, the Social Security decision, ways to minimize taxes, which we are going to talk about. If you want to take advantage of this, give us a call. Schedule a time right now. Don't procrastinate and take action. I think this could be a great financial decision for you. And so it's about having a plan. You will walk out of here with a plan, hopefully a lower stress level, and understand where you're at. It'd be nice to provide more clarity in your plan. So again, if you want to take advantage of that, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711 to schedule a time. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com to schedule a time. Coming up, we're going to get into one more area of your plan, which is taxes. I promise we talk about it, and we are. So stick around. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on AM 720 on WGN, This Week in Wealth. Welcome back to This Week in Wealth. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group, a complete retirement planning firm. We've covered a lot of ground today. I hope I've made that point. When we talk about being complete, you know, my credo, it's about five pieces. I think I try to keep it as simple as possible. That's important in this. I think this industry makes things too complicated. Five pillars to your plan. Do you have an income plan? Income you can't outlive. We've talked about that. Have you tried to minimize taxes? We're going to talk about that. Your investment plan. Have you been able to stick with a plan that you're comfortable with, meet your risk tolerance, your objectives, and your time horizon? Do you have an asset protection plan? We just talked about you're an asset. Are you protecting it? We just did a new report. We're going to post that on our website as well. But, you know, long-term illness. I made the comment. I talked about a client, $10,000 a month for care. What happens? What are you doing to protect against that? What happens if there's a premature death? When you pass away, a Social Security goes away, a pension can be reduced, the spouse, surviving spouse can be in a higher tax bracket. What are you doing to protect? And then, of course, the estate plan and legacy. What are you doing? Do you have the right documents in place to control your assets during your lifetime with powers of attorney, medical powers of attorney, financial powers of attorney, trusts, and make sure they go to your children and grandchildren in the most efficient manner? That's a plan, five pieces. I think that's pretty simple. So I just want to pose those ideas to you. And then how are they all connected? Right. And I think we've talked about that. If you want to get any of this information, we'll get you the retirement roadmap, which gets into the five pillars. Also, any of the other information we've discussed, which is on the income planning, Social Security decision, we'll customize it for you. Give us a call, 630-864-6711, to get this information in your hands. And you can read through it and take your time. And then if you have questions, you can mark it up, give us a call, even schedule a time to chat or even come in. This is important that we start to take a look at some of these things, because sometimes, you know, if we don't make these decisions, there's a point of no return, or we don't have the options anymore. And so I do want to talk a little bit about, taxes, I guess, but the good part of taxes. How do we try to minimize taxes in retirement? Again, this is a big part of our planning. And we're in a unique situation, I guess, now these generations more than ever, where taxes may play a very big role. We have tax rates at 40-year lows. You know, you're looking at a debt, I think, of $34 trillion. They're adding roughly $1 trillion every 100 days. I mean, this is just insanity right now. And so where do we think taxes are going to be in the future? Again, I can't say for sure, but, you know, the response I typically get is going to be higher. What do you do about that? We did send out, and when I talk about our newsletter, we did send that out recently. It had a couple ideas you have prior to the 15th. One is, of course, you can put money into an IRA. You have limited time, but you can still do it. That is a tax-deductible contribution. By the way, a spouse can contribute to, and that's part of this newsletter. This is the information we send out. So if you want to sign up, every week we send out ideas. And hopefully you're going to, I think, I'm pretty confident you're going to get ideas that will make a difference. A non-working spouse can also make a contribution if one spouse has income. So think about that. There's another opportunity. So non-working spouses can make, or if one spouse is retired, the other isn't. Don't overlook that. HSAs, health savings accounts, you can still contribute to those prior to the 15th. That is a deductible contribution, by the way, and it grows tax-free. And oh yeah, we talked about medical care. It's tax-free if you use it for medical care. Some people say that's the triple tax-free or whatever, because it's tax-deductible going in. You can also do a Roth. You know, you hear that. So Roth IRAs, in fact, you can still do last year's Roth. I know I kind of pounded the table on these. I just had someone in last week. We set up their accounts. We set up Roth. They said we had trouble doing it, so we got online together. I set up a Roth IRA for each of them, and we went through it, and it did. It took 5 minutes. 5 minutes. You can do this from your kitchen table. You can go to Schwab.com. You can go to Fidelity.com. You can set up an IRA or a Roth IRA from your kitchen table, right? Or maybe even from your phone. You can do it from, I just want to make the comment that these are things with the technology we have today, you can do that. This is important we start to take control of our taxes. You know, I'll make one comment, I'm not going to spend a ton of time on it, but my point is, when you start making these decisions, Roth versus traditional, we talk about paying on the seed, not on the harvest. And we talk about forward tax planning, and this relates to required distributions too, which I just had this conversation with two people this week, at least two or three. But, you know, you put money into a Roth, there is no required distribution. It grows tax-free. It doesn't tax your Social Security. The tax rate on it is always zero, and it goes to your spouse and children tax-free. Do you think you might want to pay on the seed, not on the harvest? And if tax rates go up in the future, it may be more impactful. Traditional IRAs, I'm not suggesting you don't use them, or for traditional 401ks, you may not pay the tax on it today, but guess what? You're going to pay tax on that contribution down the road. You're going to pay tax on the growth. You do have required distributions. It is used to determine how much of your Social Security is taxable, and it can even impact your Medicare premiums, this IRMA, these tables. So there's even more things. And what if tax rates go up in the future? So this is why this stuff, you see how this really comes together? That's why I want to give you this information so we're making informed decisions, not just because someone had an opinion. And when I mention these things, this is, can we get to tax-free? Maybe. Social Security up to 85% is taxable. One part of that is creating the income, but then how do I get more of it tax-free? So these are ideas that I hope you can start to take advantage of, and this is how we plan, right? I always say it's not about growing a pile of money. Look, we do active money management. I think we do a good job, but that's not a plan, just like when I talked about these other things. Not one thing is not a plan. I did have, as far as required minimum distributions, when we get into required minimum distributions, I just want you to understand at some point. So this is why we've used the phrase tax time bomb. You're putting money into these retirement accounts, the traditional accounts. You have to take money out. Or when you take money out, every penny is taxable, whatever the tax rate is. It's used to determine how much of your Social Security is taxable. Could you put you in a higher tax bracket? And then you get to a point where, you know, if you defer it, the more you defer it, you have what are called required minimum distributions. They call it RMDs. And at 73, that's the rules right now. You have to start taking money out, whether you want it or not, right? It's a 25% penalty if you don't take it out. So this is something we want to, whether the stock market's up or down, again, that's another thing. See how these things can be impactful? And so I had someone in here again the other day. They had to take out $40,000 or more. And they said, what can I do? You know, I'm at this point. Now, you can do qualified charitable deductions, so it's not taxable. We don't have to get into all that. My point more is, how can we do some more forward planning? You can still do Roth conversions. I ran an analysis for someone the other day. They came in. I showed them. We talked about creating a retirement plan and where they'd stand. And guess what it showed? It showed at 73, they have to take out an extra $40,000. I said, do you know why you have to take out more money than you need? And they said, well, they looked at the number. They guessed it. I guess I have to take required. Yeah, they had to take out $40,000 more a year from their retirement accounts than they needed. You got to take it, whether you need it or not. You got to pay the tax on it. You can do what you want with it. But I said, and they're just getting ready to retire. So guess what we did? I said, we're going to do the Roth contributions. This is the same couple we set up Roth IRAs for. And I said, next year when you retire, guess what we're going to start doing? Roth conversions. That RMD, when you get to 73, it's going to be lower because we're drawing it down. You see how this works? And so when I talk about things being connected, now you can have more tax control. Now you'll have more money in tax-free accounts. And if you couple this with all the things I've talked about today, creating income you can't outlive, having an investment plan you're comfortable with that you can stick with, I believe it will increase your probability of success in retirement. I'm certain. And the other thing, too, is it's just nice to again, reduce the stress, feel like you're, be confident in your plan, comfortable and confident in what you're doing. This is what it's about. So I have offered a lot of information today, the retirement roadmap, also the income planning information, as well as the tax strategy. There's seven tax strategies in our tax strategy report to getting to tax-free. But for those of you that want to, for a personal customized plan, I've offered this, I'm going to offer it again, to really look at everything, right? As I said, everything is connected. It's important we understand how these things work. If you want to take a look at how do I minimize and keep the tax man off my hard-earned savings, what can I do to try to get as much out of Social Security as possible? All of these things, it's about having a comprehensive plan in place is what I would say. And so at no cost or obligation, it's not going to cost you a dime if you want to come in, but it's going to be customized to you. We'll do all of these things. So if you want to schedule a time, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, to schedule a personalized, customized plan. It will be a great, I think, a great exercise to go through And you walk out of here with at least a few ideas, not only just a complete plan, but ideas that are going to make a difference for your retirement plan. You can also go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, if you want to schedule a time as well, or call us if you just want to chat or you want something specific. As always, I hope this has been helpful to you and given you some good ideas, and let's start taking action, control what we can. You're listening to Tom Fortino on This Week in Wealth. We'll be back next Sunday at 7 a.m. Everyone, have a blessed week, and let's get to work.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.